Log Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun or goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Wow, this is messed up. Okay.
That's right. Watch and hold. Put on. And damn it, I'm back. And if Karen can call in, I am back. I went through a war. I've been through it all. I've heard strange noises and things to do. Thank goodness we're all in. We've got the crew here. You stayed with me through the war. Oh, my God. That was not cool. I lost everything. It just went south on me, guys. It has been a BTR strange nukem night here. That's right. Johnny comes marching home. I was born in the south, you know. I was born as far west to south as you can get. I was born in El Paso, Texas, and I am very proud of that. So anyway, we have Kathy's Distant Echoes in her usual slot, ET5998, Karen Stream, who dialed in, and I briefly heard one little, and that was it from her, so hopefully she'll dial back in. We have Ms. Ghost, hello my friend out there in the wilds of Michigan, and we have Paranormal Guys, Jason, hello my friend, Pamela M., how are you? Rev Kelly is with us, and we have Scott Wise of GHI, and we've got the House of Merc. Is it Mercury or Merc? Are you a mercenary or a Merc? Okay, we got Veronica V, and then we have Vicodan. So I hope you guys can hear me. If someone would, oh, Kathy did say, haha, John. So that's, you can actually hear me tonight. Anyway, that was me making noises. And let's see, we have a 623 caller. And I'm going to hit the line. And finally, things are working here. Blog Talk is having a strange night tonight, guys. Who might this be from the lands of Arizona, the land of fire, the land of things down under?
Hi, General Armada.
Raj. Raj, it's General Armada. We got through that, man. It was, like, weird.
That was strange.
I don't know what the hell happened. Everybody was saying about this noise, and I'm going, I can't even hear it. And then when I put the main line on, because on my backup line, I went to listen to that, and it was like, I was just going, oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
so,
I was on the phone, and I was hearing it on the phone. So
Blog Talk gremlins are out amongst us right now, and I do think, I'm not sure if someone could look this up for us, but I do believe. Oh, and Dan has just joined us. Good to see you, Dan. And but I do believe we are closing in on Mercury retrograde again. And this is one of those strange years that it's not a 3 retrograde year. It's 4. Count them, 4 in 2010. So, it's not a good year. I mean, we just need more miscommunications in the world. That's just really what's going to make things great. But anyway, it's supposed to be for our higher good, I guess, and so we're going to be putting up with all that stuff. But how are you, Miss Karen?
Oh, hot, but fine and dandy.
Hot?
Hot.
What, are you dressed up or something? Or?
Actually, we had a storm yesterday. It was cool. I took my dog for a walk. I could actually go outside, and the wind was blowing and the dark clouds, and then we got some rain later.
Have lightning and were there any UFOs?
That I don't know. I had to take a nap, so I missed the most of the rain. But I did get a little sprinkles on me, so that was nice.
Kathy says, let's all go telepathic. Pamela says, I'm having toe issues, have a dress, and it was tickling my toes. That's a new one. Pamela, everybody pray for Pamela's big toe, okay? Let's just have not Mercury retrograde, but the sun has had some massive solar flares in the last few days. That would be right. That would be right. I mean, electrical equipment has just been going crazy. I had some troubles at work with, our own IT website was giving us some issues, and I had to jury rig things because I was, it's my responsibility on that. So I'm hoping that my tech I made the assignment to is took care of what I told them to do, and I get to dial in after that and check that out. But it's equipment's been acting strange all over. I don't know what to make of it, but when I dialed in on Kathy's show tonight, there was just there was no Blog Talk song that came on. You listen, you get the little and you go, yeah, one, and then you wait. There was nothing, and then you dial back in, and you'd say your name, and you'd hear your name repeated back to you. You'd hear yourself, and I was like, this is not right. And I dialed like 20 times. I finally
told Kathy, hey, you're going to have to call me because I can't get in. And then this trouble tonight. So I'm hoping Blog Talk is doing preventative maintenance or doing something, or, you know, they're aware of the troubles, because that's not cool. But, hey, welcome. Yeah, it's been a while since you and I have co-hosted together, my friend.
Yeah, I've missed it.
Yeah, me too. It's just it's good to have you on, and we're getting back to kind of a normal schedule around here, although it's been you know, some furious changes going on. We've got the you know, the equipment builds going on. I've got that mission coming up to USS Hornet, where you and I actually
I saw
met.
Like,
yeah,
hey, you have to go back to Hornet. I'm jealous.
You know, it was a screaming deal. For $100. You get the overnight deal, and they feed you. Although I'm not sure what they're going to feed me. You know, I may have to take some, like, you know, a side of beef or something with me for my diet.
Yeah,
but
that time we went, remember they things had gone Louis, and they didn't feed us. Remember, I was starving.
Yeah.
All we had was some machines.
Yeah, that was the Brent Fair episode where he had Brent Fair scammed everybody and took off with the money. I don't know whatever happened on that. I'm sure he's living in outer Romania right now, afraid to show his face to the rest of the world for stealing from the whole paranormal community. But yeah, that was like a big deal. You and I were there. I think it was Chip Coffey was there, wasn't it? Chip Coffey thing. Yeah, and Kristen Gartland, we met her, just really, and the two of them were really nice. They did that gratis. I mean,
yes,
they didn't
they did.
Pay. Yeah, they did
that.
That
was so cool of them. They actually stayed and did their thing for nothing, for free.
Yeah, and did part of the investigations, and the Hornet, you know, Foundation and everybody there were really good about trying to help with this whole situation. Everybody pulled together and made it happen. And I am just, it was really something to see, you know. But the Hornet is just an awesome, awesome ship, and incredibly haunted. Always a good laboratory to try new things in. And this opportunity just came up, and I thought, well, what the hell? I'm just going for it. And I'm going to throw down the check and just head out there. So I'll be calling in on Kathy's show
is it
as I drive
going?
In. Pardon me?
Is Maury going to be there?
I don't know. I just sort of – this was one of those things. I found out about it, and I just went for it. And I'm not sure Maury's going to be there.
Because I should
get a contact with her.
She had it advertised on her meetup group thing for the 27th, the Hornet. So that's why I thought.
Oh, really?
It was part of that. Yeah.
Oh, I'll bet I run into her. I'm just going to surprise her. I'll just walk in and go, hey, what are you doing here? I work here now. My new office. You know, the conning tower is where I do my shows from now. Yeah, don't you know?
Well,
see what she does.
I've been looking up, I found a new little mining town that. I'm going to try to get together and go investigate out here.
Oh, really?
It's called Copper Creek. And it's kind of like the old Masonic town. It's an old mining town place, and I guess there's still some buildings left half up, and there's an old mansion up there, I guess. It's about 12 miles east of Mammoth, which is a little town just a little bit northeast of Tucson. Alpha Rock 77, and it's up in the mountains. So you need a four-wheel drive, but a higher vehicle, because you have to go through over some washes. So I'm going to have to wait till it cools off and we kind of get out of the monsoon season so we don't get flooded out or something up there.
Yeah.
But
you're not
going to
go up there alone. You're going up
there. I have a friend of mine who has a big truck, and she said that she would go with me and we can take her truck.
All right. Well, are you guys going to spend the night up there, or are you going to just...
I think we'll just camp out for the night, yeah.
Okay, well, just remember to take the AK-47s and everything you need.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't worry, I got my .22s.
Yeah, just don't bring the Predator DVD, you know, to watch on your portable DVD player. And I kind of... I'll mess you up, man. Oh, my gosh. Every last noise. Oh, no. But that was so much fun on Masonic. I mean, you know, that was a neat town. And we did get good EVPs there. I mean, I've been going through some of mine, and you've caught a bunch of neat stuff that you sent me, and I did some enhancements on some of what you had. It seemed like we got men, mostly men talking there.
Yeah. I thought it was funny because at first we didn't really think we were getting anything, that anything wasn't there. But
yeah. Yeah.
They proved us wrong on that one, didn't they?
No lie. And you know, it's funny. When we went to Bodie, it was actually kind of less active than I had thought. But we only were there half the day because, Renee got sick. But it was funny. I ran just a short analysis on the full spectrum video. And we ended up with, we actually had a reverse EVP picked up on that. That's the second EVP that camera has picked up, that full spectrum. So for, those of you, you know what it is, it's the full spectrum camera is it's specially modified, just standard consumer grade SD chip camera. You know, you just put an SD chip in it and then you can record video for, a couple hours. And it really does a great job, but it is awesome at getting EVP. I've never seen such a good camera. I've gotten EVPs on my Sony, my expensive Sony night shot, but this little camera is just great for EVP. I mean, of course I bought it to do, pick up ghosts and see them, but I'm not going to argue with the fact that it also gets great EVP, so it's kind of a bonus feature on it. But it was a reverse EVP of a woman. And remember when I handed you the full spectrum? And you had it in your hand?
Yep.
That's when that came in. It was not you talking. I had to really screen it. And it wasn't you. It was, and then I was walking ahead and I had the pack on my back and you were just, sweeping side to side and doing different things. Mm-hmm. That's when that came in. And so, it was a good exercise with it. There's a bunch of things I'm going to change in the way we operate it, but I'm just blown away that we get EVP like we do.
Did you get any video, anything on any of the video?
I'm currently just, so bogged down in evidence analysis right now. It's like I'm trying to catch up with a couple of past cases from May and June. And then I did some analysis on that one, and I'm just going to, you've been kind of jumping ahead getting, your stuff done, which has been incredibly appreciated. So, I'm going to be...
I haven't listened to the Bodie tapes yet, but I'm going to do that soon.
Uh-oh. Kathy says we have to sing happy birthday to Scott.
Oh, Lord. All right, you ready?
Thank you very much. We'll sing him happy birthday. Okay. Happy birthday to you, Scott.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday,
Scott.
To you.
Totally, you ghost hunter.
Happy birthday,
dear Scott.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Spot Bones, we've got to beam that man up. Show him the Enterprise. Take him to the bridge. Show him our incredible ghost hunting devices. So, happy birthday, Scott. And it's very good to have him here. We want to have Scott Wise in California to show him around. I am the Terminator, Model T-2000. It's good to have you, a Cyberdyne Systems Model T-2000 Terminator. And we will hunt ghosts together. It's good. I've killed many men. Now I have to hunt them down and bring the spirits to the light. I hate this part.
Yes. Bring them back, yes.
Bring them back, yes. But you sent me a note the other day, too, on the Navy mission. I'm like locking you in public on this, but I just wanted you to know that Spencer is calling them and trying to get the dates, and we're invited back multiple times already before we even go. So it's going to be it's a huge facility. Well, I'm going to find out from Spence. Now, so he's had some things happen. I don't know if you know about it, but his wife is going through a bit of a cancer scare. So, that just came out. And so I was just going to ask everybody in the audience to definitely, say a prayer for Spencer's wife, Sarah.
Oh, definitely.
He's the host of Fox Across America, and he's a member of our team also. And just both, and the two of them are just dear, dear friends of mine and dear people. And for this to have just came out today, and I haven't called him. They've got a lot on their minds, so I don't want to, call in, horning in to say what can we do. But he needs a day or a couple of days to kind of come to terms with whatever they're going to do. And the first thing is, it's not confirmed cancer. It's just a test. They're suspecting she's got something going on. So we're just hoping it's something, you know, that's a small potatoes thing, and that they can figure it out and get her taken care of. She's been having these headaches. So we're just hoping that that all gets better. What he is going to hear back from them, and we're going to try to get at least a four-person team in, and if we can get five, it would be better, because it's such a huge facility. And I'd like to break it up into, you know, two-person teams, with Ben the fifth person sitting at the command central, calling people back in and doing the rotations and stuff. So,
well, you know, I really wanted to do that too. I really wanted to go. But I don't know if September I'm going to be able to at all in September, though.
Well, you know, I'm going to be coming down.
It's week of August off on vacation.
Well, let's see. The last week, if we can get it in August to do a preliminary run through, and you wanted to come up on the preliminary run, because I want to actually do an assessment on the safety. You know, go in there first and just get the tour, and do some preliminary assessments and see what we could, you know, what we got, and figure out where things are going to go. And we're going to be in there multiple times. So absolutely, if you wanted to come in, if we can get in early on that, I will, you know,
definitely. Maybe toward the end of September, I might be able to do a weekend thing.
Yeah, I mean, if we can do that, yeah, I think that would be good. And then I'm going to be doing the, you know, we'll definitely do one, if we can get in the preliminary this month, then the one in September, then the one in October, because I want to do something in October there again, too. It's so big, we're going to have to take it in bite-sized chunks, and definitely concentrate on video, you know, because you've seen what I've been doing with the video channel. We're really putting a lot of shorts out there, and I'm just going to start grabbing clips from everything we're doing and throwing it out there for people to see what we do. And then I'll start getting sophisticated in the fall and mixing in EVPs and doing some of the stuff that you see some of the other teams do that they're really good at. We're learning as we go, so, hey, we're not perfect yet, you know, but we're really good at getting EVPs, so we're going to throw a lot of EVPs out there. My God, we have got a ton of people in here. We've got Dale Rage is also in here. We got, let's see, Rabbit Fox Show. Hello, Rabbit Fox Show. That's kind of a cool name. I like that.
Yeah.
Rabbit Fox. Does a rabbit chase the fox, or is a fox chase the rabbit? I don't know, but it's the Rabbit Fox Show. That's cool. I wonder if they're on Blog Talk or something. They should be. It must be like they're a show they do. I wonder what it is, paranormal or an entertainment or what. Please tell us in the chat room. Anyway, and I'm going to be doing the. I'm coming down your direction in the end of September. Jumping in the GRI Mustang and rotating my rear end on down, and going to be passing through there. So I don't know all the details yet of exactly where all the stops are going to be, but it'll definitely I'll definitely be in and around your area, and then passing through, and then hitting and just saying hi to everybody, and then working my way up to Nevada. And then back home. So I'm going to stop at Rachel, Nevada, because I just have to be, you know, get near Area 51.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just watched a thing on that on TV, and it's like, ooh, I'd like to go there.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand in front of the mailbox. You know, it's probably going to be me, myself, and I. So I'm just going to stand there with the tripod going and take my obligatory shot, so I can say, yep, been there, done that. And I'll bring the binocs, you know, who knows what you might see out there in the desert. You know, a lot of people do see some strange things out in that part of the world. The skies are beautiful. If anything, I'll have my telescope in the back of the stand too, and because I'm an amateur astronomer, so the skies are great. Hey, if I don't see anything else, I'll just do some nighttime observing and enjoy it, and do some video shorts of some of that, and talk a little bit about that stuff. But the main purpose, though, is we're going to hit every paranormally active site we can. I am going to hook up with Maury, and just as she's getting set to do her big run in October with the Armagosa Opera House in Death Valley Junction. is going to be one of the sites we hit. She's just starting to open that up. And for those of you who don't know what that is, I mean, the Armagosa is this really neat haunted location in the middle. It's at the gateway to Death Valley. And it's the time of year we're going, it's going to be fairly cool. Weather will be great, and it's the time then that the teams start going in all the way through up till I think into December, January. Maury's got teams coming in and out of there, leading groups through. And Maury Moots is her name, and she's really well connected and well liked throughout the whole paranormal community, and just does a lot of neat stuff. So I'm going to hook up with her and get kind of a personal tour and, do some videos and do some EVP and that kind of thing there and do some investigations and then broadcast that. And I think Kathy, I'll be doing some stuff with Kathy, on some of the daily shows. I'll be calling in to let you guys know how I'm doing and what's going on. So it'll be the continuing saga as we go along. So, and then, stop in and see you and Elizabeth and, see what you guys are up to. Maybe we all do something like that. I don't know, because that's still up in the air, but we will definitely be touring all through there. And I want to hit Tombstone in the worst way and maybe even get down to Bisbee. So that's kind of where it's at. Bisbee. Yeah, I've never been to...
You'd like Bisbee?
Yeah.
The whole town is haunted.
Oh, the whole town is?
That's
I thought it was
what
just
I've
that
heard.
One.
No,
yeah,
the whole town.
Yeah, they got the Julia something. I was going to say the Julia Childs room. What was I thinking? She's a cook. Oh, yeah. A Julia Childs room. It's wonderful there, yes. It's going to be Julia something room in the Copper Queen Hotel. And she evidently was a lady of the evening who liked to be with married men. That's her preference. And so when a married man goes in there, she will actually pull the covers off his feet and then play footsie with him. So I'm going to put make like I'm married and actually have a ring on when I go in there and see if she catches on to that I'm trying to snooker her, and then have a camera in there. So I'm going to try to, if I can get down there and do that, I will definitely spend the night in that room and see what happens. Yeah.
I had a friend that lived down there for many, 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 many years. And she said, yeah, just everywhere you go in the town, things would happen.
There's been some strange things there. There has been there was even a major, of all things, killer bee attack there. And I actually saw the video of it. I was just shocked. And it was like the hive was intelligent, and it just anybody moved, the hive would back off, regroup, and then select another target, and it'd run after them. And law enforcement was in trouble. Anybody, the cops got hit, civilians were trapped. The whole attack took over 6 hours.
Wow.
That's how long this was. And the town was just it was like a wreck, war zone when it got done. And the exterminating crews had to really go out and locate every single hive and then just nuke them, and it's just terrible out there. I mean, I don't know how bad it is for you guys in Phoenix, but
I haven't heard anything around here recently. But many years ago, down the street, not too far from me, somebody was attacked, but that was quite a few years ago. And I haven't heard anything else since.
Yeah, well, they've definitely moved up and through the Southwest, and I think that they're almost to the doorstep of our area out here in Northern California. I haven't heard too many discussions there. I know they're down in the Central Valley. There's been some hives found, but they've been really pretty proactive about tackling them when they find them.
Yeah, they started... Anybody that found a hive or anything, yeah, they would immediately, destroy it.
Yeah, there's actually, what's funny is the honey is really good. And so there are now beekeepers who specialize in handling killer bees and are actually, learning to work with them. And it's just, I don't know, man, suiting up every day to go in there with the killer bees, it's just... Ew, I don't know. That's not my thing.
Not my idea.
Go ahead,
one time.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to the rocket business. You know, it's a lot safer. You know? Yeah. I mean, I know the stuff's bad, but you know, it's not like out to get me. It's impersonal. Mm-hmm. It's these things are...
Yeah, at least you know what it's going to do and what it'll take.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, yeah, if you do come up here, you'll get here just in time to help with a whole bunch of the crazy projects we're going on with the ranch here. I mean, I've got I ordered that new part for that one tractor that you kept walking by. So I'll put you on the tractor, and I'll be
cool.
Stacking stuff. So yeah, you can be the tractor driver. Got the truck that we took on the trip. Two new tires on that, and I just got the big bumper, the replacement bumper. So that, you know, you remember the bumper was tweaked. So I got that. I got $1,000 in that new truck of mine. So tomorrow I get it registered in my name, and then you'll see the haunted GRI. Mystery machine will be driving around in style in my green 1996 Ford
green
F-150. Horse. Yeah, I need to get it blessed now. I'm going to have to work on that. So, yeah, I think I'll find a Buddhist priest to bless my paranormal truck. I need like Buddhist prayers, and then I'll take it from religion to religion. Can you bless this truck? It'll be like extra supercharged, you know. Let's see, ET5998 sends me a thing about asking about when someone was coming home. If you wanted to call in, ET, you could do that. The number is 646-478-0377. I do see a 603 caller. Why don't we go ahead and take that? And what time? We got 10:02, so we're 30 minutes in. We got an hour 27 minutes remaining. Hey, we got plenty of time. And let's go ahead and bring them on. 603, you are on the air.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hello.
Oh, totally awesome. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. I was reading over, you know, the description of what your show is about this evening. And
right.
I guess I'm a... Are you doing readings? Are you not doing readings?
Oh, I could. Well, I was going to get War and Peace out and start reading from page one, but it just people never like that. I do readings. Yes, we do EVP analysis. Are you the one that did? Are you the E? Oh God, I got. Elizabeth is saying I'm psycho. Are you really psycho?
Huh?
Are you ET5998?
No.
Okay, so that's a different one. But what are you looking to have read about here?
Well, one, I guess I'm wondering if there are any significant, if there's anyone around me trying to give me any kind of messages or, I believe I'm a pretty spiritual person. I try. And so I'm wondering if there are any messages that are being passed along to me.
Now, I sense an issue behind that. Just my instincts tell me that what's going on there? Hee-hee. Because what do you mean? Are you having phenomena happen around you, or are you sensing someone there that you can actually feel them?
From time to time, maybe. There are, you know, different, not necessarily that I'm seeing anything, but I guess sometimes it is more feeling.
Now, you're a spiritual person, so have you had these sensations for, like, a long, long time, all your life? Is this something new?
No, kind of on and off all my life. And I do read, but I'm not doing anything with that right now. I'm clairvoyant.
Okay, now I take it, you know, of course you have people that have passed in your life, but... Have you had any? You know, and I'm not. And I'm kind of doing the detective thing on you because I'm going to do some EVP. We're going to do some EVP read on you, so it's going to be them telling you things. So I do mediumship, but you know, I'm kind of looking at it from a just a curiosity thing. So you're sensing this this you sensing the stuff around you, is do you think it's like a male energy that's around you? Because that's kind of the feeling I get.
I don't always know, I guess. Sometimes I just can walk into somewhere and feel that there's a presence there. I don't know who it is. I don't feel there was quite a long years ago somewhere I lived that I felt there was an evil spirit or a vicious spirit, let me put it that way. And other times I just can feel a presence, nothing negative. I really haven't tried to pursue that avenue in my life just because there is a truth in if you bring in good spirits, that leaves the door open for bad spirits as well. And
well, that's kind of what I'm getting. You know, I knew there was something the way you're talking, and you're kind of, you know, kind of riding the fence with it. And it's not a criticism, but I'm looking at it because I do this work, and I have had bad spirits. You're right in that when you open the door, you're looking at pretty much the whole gamut. But you can take protective steps, you know, and you know I've talked about that in the past here on the show. But you know, we use sea salt, and various stones have the ability to do this to be protective. I use black tourmaline. A piece at every window and over even over my door, and it kind of keeps the house as kind of a spiritually clean zone. Every so often, I go through and sage. I air the home out, and then I do. I basically, you know, just kind of make it it's a zone where I don't want them to come in, and you keep them out because you're right. You can open the door to them, but when you're If you are, you know, keep your vibration high. If you're working on your meditation and you've got your guides working with you and you're really developing those relationships, I don't think you have too much to worry about. You know, that's kind of the sense I get, you know, with what I've been doing. And it's been really wonderful. You know, it's a great experience to work with them and to know they're working with you and they're there all the time with you. And that's the thing you've got an interest more than you're saying. That's the thing that I get is like, you had this nasty spirit and I think it left a bad taste in your, you know, kind of in your general psyche about the whole thing. And yet you've got the ability.
Right. Well, it's kind of funny you say different stones because not that I work with spirit guides and not that I meditate, just because I put a lot of my faith into God and I feel that he'll always keep me protected, whether I'm talking to him or, you know, fighting with him, or, you know, I just feel that I am always safe. But as far as the stones go, I work with jewelry, all various types of stones. So that is a little ironic that you brought that up.
It's stones are have been used for, you know, from the dawn of time. Crystals, crystalline structures. Crystals are used in all our electronics and are used to because of their, you know, amazing powers. Right now this show, it couldn't happen without crystals because we are using them in all the electronics to induce vibrations and different controlled frequencies so that we can do the things we do to transmit voice over long distance. Crystals, you know, in the lasers that are transmitting our voice across glassine wires that are made of a crystal. So they have very unique powers, and you know, not only in our day-to-day mundane human existence, but they are also amazingly powerful metaphysically and spiritually. So they're almost alive. And you could debate the term alive, but you know, I consider them almost living beings in a lot of ways because they record so much and do so much for us. But salt crystals, for example, I use the sea salt. And I was really skeptical of all this stuff at first, you know, because I'm a computer scientist. And when I had my problems start happening, and I talked to some friends, and they pointed me the right way. The sea salt really went, just did the job. I mean, it was like overnight success. But I found
sea salt from others.
Yeah, it really does work, and you just especially where you're sleeping and in places that you just feel that you, if you're having a problem, scatter it about, even if it's on the floor, even if it's a hardwood floor, well, you know, you're going to scatter it around. You're trying to get rid of the problem. And then when you get it, get that gone, you can also do some saging. And then try the different stones. And since you work with stones so much, you probably have books on this or you know where to get the books. But in my experience, the black tourmaline was great. Other people use different things. I'm not going to say I'm always right. But, you know, just the bottom line is the knowledge is out there, and that's why we have Google. you can find anything on Google. I mean, it's a wonderful resource. But, I really feel that you do have a strong gift with this. You know, you're clairvoyant. But is clairvoyant can be the multiple clairs. You know, there's mm-hmm. clairaudience, and clair means clear. It's
right.
I believe the French word for clear. There's clear seeing, clear hearing, clear taste. You can actually have a sense of taste. Some people do that. The feeling, clear feeling. You can actually feel them touching you. In your mind or in your experience, what are the things that happen with you?
As far as in what area?
Well, what senses do you have? Let's say you walk in and you know you've got a spirit in the room. What senses are telling you that?
I don't know how to explain. I just feel it.
Okay, then. Yeah, then that would be clear feeling. That's going to be, it's just that inner knowing. Does your family have like a family history of having people running in one side or both of the family with these gifts?
I believe my mom does, but I don't think she would really ever admit to it or talk about it. But there have been things over time she has said, and, you know, she's been to a few different readers over time. And so I just think it's something that is just not discussed. A few other of my family members want nothing to, you know, they will not discuss it with me at all because it's not, it's taboo.
Been down that road.
And my other sister's open to it, but, she would sit with somebody and have a read. But I think, and I have a nephew who is, like, within the last year, he's 4, but he was 3, and he was at someone's house. My sister and her husband were visiting some friends, and he, you know, sometimes, you know, kids have imaginary playmates when they're young, but they were all sitting in the living room, or I think it was the living room, and he kept looking up, and they're like, what are you looking at? He's like, the baby, like up in the air. And when they were leaving, he said to the husband of their friend, you come with us, but your wife is staying here with the bad baby. And
whoa.
I believe strongly, I mean, he's 4 now, but I said to my sister, I said, does he see other things? I wouldn't be surprised if he has some kind of a insight or, you know. And she said, well, I've talked to him a little bit about it. She's not closed to saying that he hasn't, you know, that's just a imaginary type thing. But, I mean, how do you explain it to a 4-year-old? So, you know, she asked him, have you seen anything else? You know, but, again, how do you really talk to a 4-year-old about it? So, but she's not closed to the possibility of it.
You know, children are a special case.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead, Karen.
Children are very sensitive. A lot
yeah.
of them see things that we don't, but sorry to say, a lot of them do grow out of it.
Right. And
yeah.
my sister would not discourage him if she saw that he was gifted in that manner. She would not encourage it, at least not at this age. I think she'd be pretty neutral to see what came out of it. But if, you know, she found more and more that he was, she would definitely, I feel, at that point, encourage it.
Well, I really think that, for what you have going on around you, I kept getting a D name, and I'm going to go with distrust first impressions. I'm getting like a Delia or a Delia name, a D-E name with you. as one of the people around you. Now, I haven't done EVP yet, but it's just the impression I'm getting is this name is around you. Now, I don't know if this is a person that was in your life who's passed, or if this is one of your guides who are coming through, or an angelic figure that's calling itself that, but that is a name that is coming through. So I'm going to go with Delia, or it sounds like that, D-E-L-I-A, or Delilah, or that kind of name. And you know, at first I thought it was a male presence, but I'm going to switch, and it's female. And you know, that's one of these things. But there are several that I think are around you. The other two I really can't really zone in on too much, but I'm going to stick with that other one, with the female that's there. And I feel like it's protective. So, you know, so you mentioned faith in God, which is absolutely essential. You know, I mean, I do that every show now before I start. I sit in and do basically open myself up and ask for, you know, the protection of God to come through. And, you know, protect me when I do the work. And I'm not just asking guides. I'm actually going to the big guy himself and saying, hey,
right.
You're working with us, you know. And that's, you never walk alone when you're with God. So,
right.
You know, it's a good practice to get into when you're doing this. Do you want to do something with this gift? I mean, do you since you're sensing them, that you're feeling them there, you know, what do you want to happen?
This is how I feel. I mean, I used to, as far as there, I had been reading for people for quite a while, and I've put that on the back burner just because of, you know, life and things, and I feel when you do that type of work, you have to be very clear and focused because you don't want to just, you know, be telling people anything. You know, I feel that's, you have to have integrity when you do that. So,
yeah.
And I guess I must have different spirit guides that are working with me. Maybe subconsciously I know that, but a lot of it I would go by, you know, feeling as well as my other gifts. And right now, though, I've put it on the back burner, and I also feel very, very strongly that some people say that everyone has that gift, which I have to beg to differ because I think that's a God-given gift. And such as he may give somebody the talent of music and he may give somebody the talent of football, and not saying that you don't have to work at these things, but I feel that he gives everyone a different type of gift, or, you know, different people. You may have this, I may have this, and they may have something else. So I believe you're either born with it or you're not. Some people who are born with it choose to enhance it and learn about it. But I feel that he's given anyone who's got this type of gift, he's given it to you to the extent that you're supposed to have it.
I would agree with that. I think that, you know, human beings each come with a different set of talents. And, you know, it's like you could have a tennis player, is the old adage I use. A tennis player would be, professional tennis player is going to be, of course, excellent, and they, you know, they've already had a kind of a natural, you know, ability to do that. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't take somebody off the street and teach them to do tennis and, you know, play tennis, and they wouldn't play, and a year later they'd be playing a fairly good game. And I think that people can develop that ability to whatever degree. It's just that there's some people, you know, I brought up earlier on one of the two shows tonight about some people being like a super highway for psychic and mediumistic abilities. You know, some people are like a 20-lane superhighway. Others are more like a 2-laner. And you know, and so you do have enormous variation in the ability to grasp and process the information flow that does come in. But everybody has it to some degree. It's just you know, some people are really good at it. You know, and I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, and what do you feel your particular ability is in that? I mean, are you really good with the reading that you do? I mean, do you sense that about yourself, or was it something you were just working on and you were expanding into?
I've known I've had the ability since I was a very young, you know, very, very young. And even as far as with, well, a couple things. When I was young, my mom had sat my sister and I down, and she said, I have to tell you something. And I looked right at her. Now, my grandmother wasn't old. She was not sick at all. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, Grandma passed. And she's like, yes. But, I mean, she had always been fine. There's nothing wrong with her, you know. And another time I was with my mom and we were going through an area and I said, there used to be an ice cream place there. And I described it to a T. She's like, but that, you weren't here when it was here. And I'm like, I remember it. And she's like, but you weren't here when it was here. It was here when I was a little girl. And I'm like, no, no, no. And I said, this is how the benches looked, and this is what it looked like. And then just, I mean, there have been, you know, dreams that I have that happen. I read for people and I, you know, tell them the different things I see and feel. And you know, I will use cards to confirm certain things, but that's kind of how I, you know, I feel the presence of spirits. Sometimes I will be at home. There could be somebody miles and miles away from me, and it's like I can almost sense their feeling. They're alive, and I can almost sense their feeling, their thoughts. I don't know.
Well, that's empathic ability. You know, you obviously you have this. I mean, that's the thing is in my own family, you know, different members of the family on my mom's side are all, you know, gifted that way in various ways. And there's just, you don't come out with just one. You got like, you know, one real strong card, and then you got a bunch of other nice cards that, you know, you have different things you can do. And, you know, me, I'm psychometry. You know, that's, I'm big with that. For some reason, clairaudient. You know, a really good one with me. And the medium abilities, I'm really working on hard, you know, because you know, I've been getting told repeatedly, you need to be doing this. So I'm working on that. And it's you know, in your case, you've got a whole raft of these things. I would just say decide really what you want. You took a break from it for some reason, something kind of, you know, either an event happened with you that made you, and I'm not doing a reading here, but I'm just saying, just from what you've told me, you put it aside for a good reason, and it sounds like you want to go back. You want to get back into it.
I do, you know, I do, just not quite yet. I don't feel that I'm ready to. I feel that, you know, there are other things in life that I have to kind of straighten out, and like I said, I feel when you have too much going on in your life, you're not focused. I feel when you read for somebody, you have to be focused. You have to be very open. You have to be just at that right certain place. And when you are there, I don't mean a place, physical place. I just mean a place in your mind, a place in your spirit, et cetera. And when you're not there, you can't fairly, you know, read for someone or give any kind of spiritual guidance.
You know, it's funny because I'm really reading an awful lot about the successful mediums in the field and people who are doing this kind of thing, connecting, you know, folks with the other side and are very good, consistent readers. And they have that ability to consistently get the messages. And it is a learned skill for many of them. You know, a lot of them are good right off the bat, you know, maybe they've got natural ability, but the ability to sit down and do the meditation work and get your vibration level up and develop the relationship until finally one day the connection's just made where you get it all the time and can control it. That's the thing to be shooting for, you know, and it takes hard work. I mean, I'm busting my butt on this. It's not something that. Now, when I get done at night, you know, off the shows, and then when I'm done on a night when I don't have a show, I go down there and I'm meditating and I'm working on and reading all the books I can and really trying to immerse myself in this. I'm showing them I'm serious about it. And it's I'm not having some days on these shows when I try to do read people, it's like it ain't happening. And, you know, and you just go out there and it's like the baseball players who, you always remember the hits that the baseball player got, but the strikeouts, you know, everybody forgets about, you know, two games later, but they strike out more often than they hit. And so that's just, you know, I'm just saying that because I'm supposed to be telling you all this stuff. I'm just going with it. And it's like, and that's the thing with you is you say you've got this place you want to be. And you're going to know when you get there. But remember, you know, it's just when you get there, it's not going to just open up. It's going to be, you know, that's the time to pick the axe up and start working. You know, you'll be doing what I'm doing. I mean, I'm out there with a pick and a shovel every night, figuratively, and you know, cranking open the door to spirit. And it's funny, it's like I can feel them right now because my third eye just kicked on big time. They're laughing at me. You guys are funny too. and they really are trying to. I think in your case, they're really wanting you. They're rooting you on to go do this. But you do have this stuff going on. I do. Get this. I drew a bunch of pictures just around you, and I don't normally do this when I read, but I just wrote down a bunch of just things that popped in. I got the third of a month or a three event. Something critical happened on like March, or there's a third month thing. The other I got was the name Edward, and then I got something with a heart, like a broken heart. But I don't know if it was a broken heart from love. I think it's somebody's like somebody with a heart issue or something, but. So I mean, I'm taking a risk here. I mean, I throw it out there and I don't know what I'm going to get. It could probably be all wrong, but fine. You know, that's the point I'm making is that you get out there and you take these shots and then see what works. And right. The more you do it, the better you're going to get with it. And you know, it's just, but this Dahlia thing, I'm going to stick like glue to the Dahlia thing. That I know you've got that woman around you. And it's either a new guide or, you know, it's somebody who's been around you a long time. And if you just open up to that, that D name is going to be there. Dahlia, Delilah. I'm sticking with that. Were any of the other things even remotely close?
Kind of think the heart of thing. Edward does not ring a bell whatsoever.
Okay, Edward or Ed?
Yeah, doesn't ring a bell. Not at all.
All right, so. Now put that in the back of your mind because that could be a future. But I wrote down S and then I didn't finish anything with the S, so I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote that because I just started scribbling. And the third month I got three. The number three is a big thing with you. I don't know what this three thing was, but the third month it seemed like March to me, but there was a significant event with a three, and I don't know what that was about. But I'm just going to leave that alone. Let that settle in your mind. But the heart thing jumps out more than any of it other than Dahlia or Delilah. I just keep getting somebody with a heart issue or some heart thing going on. And is it a love thing? It could be that, but I don't know. You know, I keep getting medical. It's like a medical thing. Is there somebody close to you that's having some medical issue? You know, with the heart?
That's what I'm trying to think. Not to my knowledge, and I think that, I mean, if they were close to me, I would hope that I would know about it.
I'd be watching for it. The thing I keep getting with this is it's definitely an issue, you know, that's out there, and you may want to just ask around. You know, whoever your close family is, if somebody, I get a male, I'm definitely a male figure with this heart thing. So keep an eye peeled for that. The thing I get is happening now, you know, it's in the now, and this may not be something you know about, you know, until I just said this kind of thing, but to see what happens. I'd like to hear back from you as to, you know, what this could be, but those are the two firm things I have, the Dahlia and then this other. So, but this Edward thing, I don't know. Probably Prince Edward in a can. I don't know. Jeez. It's symbols, and the thing you have to learn is you learn the symbols as you go. But
right.
The thing I get with you, three spirits for sure. Two, I don't know. The one I get the name for sure, and I just think, you know, that you've got a big future ahead of you if you just choose to follow it, you know, with the spiritual stuff.
All right, that's really good to know, and I appreciate that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, just have faith. I mean, the thing I will agree with you that prioritizing and taking time to, you know, get the stuff sorted out is a big thing. And when you try to get scattered and get to go too far off different paths, you get nothing done. And that happened to me here at GRI and the show and the stuff. I was doing so much, I had to kind of tone it all down. And I took pretty much the month off to get things going again and get things sorted out. And you just sometimes you have to just say no, you know, and, you know, get things in the order they need to be. But you'll know when the time's right. But just be ready for the pick and the axe, because you're going to be working your butt off on this kid.
Yeah, I feel that will be the case, definitely. Thank you for all of that. I appreciate that. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yeah, what's that?
Okay. And this, when I started, I had asked you if you were doing readings or whatnot. And I don't know if you can. Now, when you mentioned the heart, I mean, I don't know anyone who has a, you know, heart issue, but I do kind of have a broken heart. So, yeah, I don't know if that's what you were picking up on, but then you said more medical.
Well,
so.
I wrote down injured, and I, that's what I'm looking at. I wrote the word injured and then heart. And so I was interpreting it to be a medical thing. And I, that was the word I saw, but if injured means broken, then that could be it. So,
okay. Yeah,
I mean, it leapt right out at me. Like, you know, I mean, I wrote it, I drew a big giant heart next to this other name, you know, the Delia. And then, it was just big. So, if it is a broken heart for you, then, you know, my mistake, I'm reading it as a medical thing, and it really is an emotional thing.
I was going to say, I guess I'm wondering, there's someone that I would like to reconnect with, and I'm just wondering if you may possibly see that. People seem to, some people have read me, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if they've actually picked up on this particular person or not. You know, there's many people I reconnect with at different points in life, but there's a specific person I'd like to reconnect with.
Is this the person behind the broken heart, or is this a separate? It is?
Yes.
Okay. That? Now, this has been in the realm of over 6 months apart?
Well. Yeah? Kind of yes and kind of no. This is somebody who, over 12 years, we've been through the good, the bad, the ugly, the very ugly.
Now, and where, just may I ask, is he, he's physically removed, right, from the situation. He's no longer there.
Correct.
Right. And he's not in your everyday world. You don't see him. If you do see him, it's from a distance or not often.
Right, because we're in two different states.
Okay. Would the word toxic be kind of a good word for how things kind of would go?
Ugly and very ugly would sum up toxic, yeah.
Yeah, I that's the overriding impression I get is this was it's not the most healthy of things for you, okay?
It wasn't, but there were parts that were very good.
You know, I was married for 3.5 of the longest years of my life to someone who I should have never married. It was one of those situations that it was when it was good, it was good. When it was bad, it was hell on earth. And that I look at you, I know that in your heart, in your, you know, the heart and the mind are two separate things completely.
Absolutely.
And the heart really does lead the soul, and and you feel that in your heart. You want that back, that closeness, that connection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really strongly getting this Edward name is like better for you. I just scritch this stuff out, and I'm just getting this Ed or Edward name. This guy is going to show up, and I don't think that this is a bad thing for you. I think that putting that other one to bed is kind of a good thing, and I'm just gently putting you to the idea that you might want to entertain that. Love is supposed to not hurt that bad. And when you have the fighting, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then you're broken up and all that, and if you've been going at it for 12 years and it's still not working, you know, that's probably the universe telling you something. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, wagering that out there for you. But it, you know, you have to judge that for yourself. This is, you know, your spiritual lesson. I mean, I can't walk in your shoes, you know, and a lot of people, you know, come to mediums and psychics and are looking for that kind of validation. And the trouble is that when we, if we just say that, you know, and I'm just passing judgment, you know, I don't have to walk there. I mean, tomorrow I'll be off doing stuff out in the yard here and I won't have this on my mind, and you'll still have this thing in front of you. And the thing is, you know, I could see you giving it another try with this person, but I don't think it's, I think with the track record, just instincts, if it was me, that's just my take on it. You have to decide that, though. That's an active spiritual lesson for you. That you've got to look at it and say, you know, what good came of this? What did I learn from it? Is it likely to happen again? Has this person done any soul growth on their own? Have they done changing? These are qualitative analysis. You know, it's the ability to look at, you know, your heart and also, you know, the past as an indicator of the future and see where it's going. And as a reader and, you know, intuitive yourself, I mean, you've had these same questions posed to you. So but the trouble is, and see, I will never read myself because I'm horrible at reading myself. And
yeah.
You shouldn't do it for yourself. So, you know, I go to other really talented folks who know this stuff. But I just get with you that there's another man that's there and within easy reach and is going to be much more pleasant to deal with. And he'll keep you very challenged. That's the thing I keep hearing in the right ear here is he will challenge you and challenge your reality and yet be gentle with you. And that's the person to go for. And if it's an Ed or an E name, Edward type name, I'm going to be laughing. So that's
well,
my read.
I can totally relate with you, hon. I have been there. Same type of scenario, same type of thing. And I have often, and I'm still wondering, I'm still confused over it because I felt and still feel such a draw to this man, even though I know he's probably not the best for me.
Do you know why? Do you know why you have that feeling?
Oh, I know there's something you're supposed to learn from this person.
There's actually a reason why in the human sense. You know, the spiritual sense is one thing, but why as a human being, why as the woman you are, do you feel that for that man? What is it in your emotional makeup that makes you look at that guy and go, wow?
That's what sometimes I've had to look at myself thinking, do I not like myself enough? Do I not have enough respect for myself that, you know, that I would want to be with somebody who treats me like that and put up with that? Even though there's good and there's bad, but you know what I mean?
Well,
so I had to wonder if I wasn't supposed to learn to have more self-respect.
That's part of it, but I also think that he's exciting, you know. That there's an excitement in this man that he's not wishy-washy. He's not, he's kind of a bad boy. You know, he's not going to be predictable. He's going to challenge your reality and he's going to keep you guessing as to what's going on. And, that is a dynamic that is, there's so many nice guys in the world that don't get this. You know, and it's funny, being nice all the time kind of sucks. Women like men who are going to be a little bit hard to control, a little bit hard to understand, and it keeps you guys guessing. And I know that's going to not resonate well with some in the audience, but that's the truth of it. I mean, women really do like that challenge of understanding a man and trying to look at him and see what's he going to do next. And I do feel that with you, with him. I feel like the word black mystery comes to mind. Black mystery. It's like he's a mysterious figure. You know, he's got a mystery about it.
You had a connection with him.
Do I? Yes, I definitely do. I feel he is my soulmate. With after everything we've been through, there have been periods of time we've been apart for a year without a word spoken. I tend to know when something's, even being so far away, when something's not right in his life, or if,
yeah,
you know.
I also happen to think that maybe there's past life connection there. You know, because a lot of times we draw people into our lives because we went through things in a past life, and so you meet up again to, you know, work it out, solve it out.
I would agree with that.
Another way.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you have such a drawing connection to somebody, even though you know they're probably not right, but there's something you're supposed to learn and to finish with this person.
Hmm. Well,
and to grow from.
I don't know about finish. I just think 12 years, if it's, you got to be careful. I mean, if you do go back and you try this one more time and it doesn't work out, you know, my feeling is that what I see with what I wrote down here is you have a viable option to a gentleman who's going to be really good for you, and he'll have all the things that this other guy had except the parts that were bad, and will still keep you.
I'd say go for it then.
Yeah, I mean he's gonna rock your world, and you're gonna be like going, what the hell? And
I don't waste my time with that other guy for.
Yeah, it's just that's the sense I get here is this guy is really good for you. This is the difference between you know having bones for dinner and getting a steak. That's mm-hmm. the kind of the model I'm being shown here is that you are really gonna get this guy is cool. I mean. He's just out there. You know, all you have to do is open your eyes. It's like he's right in front of you. That's the thing that keeps being, it's like you're getting this dangled in front of you and you're not even seeing it. That's the deal. So, you know,
there
that
he is.
He's there in front of you. You just got to open your eyes and all of a sudden your heart's going to see him and you're going to know. And when that happens, I'm just going to be be laughing when you let me know again. Because I'm going to remember this.
Luck just happened quickly. I mean, do you see me meeting this person like soon or?
The number three then means 3 months, 3 days, 3 months. I don't think it's 3 years, but I think it's a relatively short amount of time that you're going to be seeing this. So be on the lookout. You've got, it could be 3 weeks even, or you're going to be in the number, you know, some store with a big giant three on it, and you're going to be looking, and you're going to see this guy, and then you look at the three, and you're going to, what the hell? That guy on the radio set. And then you're going to talk to him, and then you're going to know, and you're going to, like, turn into a puddle in front of him. So I'm glad for you. I think that, you know, you're looking in the right places here, you know, for what you want. And you've got the past to go on, but the past is not the future. The past is just, you know, that, you know, learn from that. And now it's time to go for the, you know, give up the bones and go for the meat.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So if I don't hear from you in 3 months, I'm going to come look you up.
I'll definitely, you know.
Okay, so, yeah.
Good luck,
yeah,
girl.
Good luck to you.
Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Oh, Valerie.
Yeah.
Audrey?
Valerie.
Valerie. Yes. Oh, Valerie. Well, hi, Valerie. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah,
you
thank
both,
you, Valerie.
Wow. Thank you. And you both have a great night, and many blessings to you both.
Thank
okay,
you,
too.
Thank you.
Take care, love. Good luck with your man.
Oh, thank you. We'll let you know.
Lucky girl, I want one.
If he's got a brother, I'll send him your way.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you both have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's
bye-bye.
See, boy, we got hands up the whole darn way on this board tonight.
Scott is calling in.
Let's see. Oh, Scott's calling in. Ask Scott which number he's in for the area code, because I can't remember. Because I've got a 214, a 970, and a 574. And what we'll do is we've got about 45 minutes remaining. So what we'll do is we'll keep the readings a little shorter. I think I'm not going to do EVP tonight. I'm just going to go with practicing my mediumship tonight and keep doing this and just do what I do. Okay, so 574 is the ET 598. And see, we have the 214, and so I'm waiting to see.
Rabbit is 214.
Oh, Rabbit is 214.
Where's
and that? Then we have Scott is 970. Then I take it. So I'll just take him briefly because he's the birthday boy. And we just had a 717 pop in.
That's
so boy, the lines are hopping tonight. 970, is that you, Scott?
No, take Scott, it's his birthday.
Oh, okay, I'll come back to you in a minute. Let's see, well, since he's not on the line, I'm going to have to take who was first. Let me see, 214, you're going to be next. So, yeah, one question.
717 is Scott.
Oh, 717 is Scott? Okay, I'm going to grab him there. Okay, we got him. And then I'll take the next one in. I'm trying to get the darn... Every time I do this... Okay, there we go. Scott Wise, GHI. Man About Town, birthday boy. Is he on the air?
Am I
Scott?
On the air?
There you go.
Oh,
he answers.
Right.
He lives.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Scott.
I had to move to another room. It's like really late here. I want to wake the kid up.
Oh, man. Well, hey. What, how old are you going to be? 22? 23?
Yeah, I wish. 42.
42? Oh, my God. That's like...
I'm still a
you're 42. 42. That's like the answer to that Deep Blue gave on what was those science fiction books, where Deep Blue computers said that was the answer, the ultimate answer to the questions of the universe, but no one knew what the question was. So you're 42. What wisdom do you have to share with us now that you've reached this advanced age?
Oh my God! Don't even get me started.
His wisdom is drink beer.
I mean, with investigations, I mean, my gosh. I just say every other week we're doing one, it's just I'm running out of energy.
You know, yeah, I'll tell you that. It's funny. We learned to limit it down to a couple of months because of the amount of kind of pulled us down. And then I just have this belief that, especially when you get into Earthbound, you get exposed to a lot of that stuff. It really does tax your body, and you need that kind of recharge time. I hear what you're saying. I've been down that road. But you guys are hopping. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, we got one tomorrow night. That'll be either 10th or 11th this year.
Well, say again?
Yeah, this will be our 10th investigation tomorrow this year.
10th investigation? You guys are cooking. I mean,
yeah, we are.
Yeah, you guys got into that. You sent me that note the other day, and you and I were talking just before I appeared on you guys' show, and it was you were actually in a newspaper. You had a press, the full press release and everything, I think, going on, right? I mean,
yeah,
there were
newspapers and two newscasts. Yep.
Wow. So you guys are stars now. You're practically TAS.
I have your autograph.
Yeah, so send a postage paid envelope. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Send it to Ace. You're just full of money. Well, so what's your next case going to be? Where are you guys headed to?
The old farmhouse in southern York County. It was built in the mid-1800s. We went there on Wednesday night, and I walked in one room upstairs. As soon as I walked in, I got dizzy. Then
wow.
We noticed that it was actually had the funhouse effect, that the floor was actually leaning.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how old it was. I mean, you actually just look and see the floor going down an angle.
You guys are going to run the full spread. You'll have your all the traditional equipment with you, and you're just going to see what you get, right?
Yeah, and a new toys too.
All right. Yeah, I'm on this major equipment build thing going on. I'll have to share some of the that idea I came up with when we were on the show, where with the pressure switches and things for instead of a flashlight, just using different sensors and giving it a try. I'm actually building that now. I'm actually I ordered the parts, and so I'm building a breadboard array and going to try that out. And I'll let you guys know what I come up with and shoot the plans your way, see if you guys can use something like that too. Yeah,
we're
I got to come up with
anything really.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call it. I think I'll call it the Scott Beer Unit or something. We got to come up with a name. You know? Yeah, I'll put it in a beer bottle, and then the light will come up at the top, and I'll go, "Look, it's paranormal and it's beer."
Yeah, paranormal beer gear.
Yeah, Paranormal Beer Gear. It's incorporated. Yeah, a division of Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Well, hey man, glad you called in, and you know, wish you luck on your investigation tomorrow.
Yep, I'm hoping we get something.
Okay, guy. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to set some time to schedule you guys in for an upcoming show, and we'll have to, you know, play some more of your EVPs and stuff because you guys get good stuff out there.
Yeah, you do.
We got plenty.
Okay. Well, with that said, we'll just go ahead and you just want to stay on the line and listen in, or are you listening in on just the regular show? Regular blog
show. You guys take care.
Oh. Okay, take
Good
care
night,
of yourself,
guys.
My friend.
Thanks for calling.
Okay,
happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you.
Good
thank
buddy.
You.
Okay. All right, 214. We got a full load here going on. We've got 214. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. And as soon as the little thingy. There we go. 214,
yeah.
You're on the air.
Hey,
hello.
Hi,
Andy. Hi, guys.
Have I got the boot button handy? Okay, I'll take care of that. I know who you're talking about. And okay, problem taken care of. Next.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, now we've got 214. Who we got 214? How are you?
Right,
sorry about the boot thing.
Right. How you guys doing? This
hi,
is Rabbit.
Oh, hi Rabbit.
Hello Rabbit.
How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Doing readings in Full House tonight, and we're having a grand old time tonight.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I had a quick question. It's been, like, a question that's been bothering me for, like, a long time. It's, like, I think my, like, two biggest concerns, that's a lot of love and also my career. But I want to focus more on my career question. It's I kind of feel like I'm a photographer, and I do photography. I'm a going to be a student soon, and I also write, and I feel like my career life is kind of like in like a rut. Like, I've been working as a cashier at Whole Foods here in Dallas, and I'm just wondering, like, when exactly will my career start going, like making a progression towards, like, actual legit, like, the way I want it to go?
Okay. The first thing I get with you is, you know, this photography thing involves travel, and that was the first word that came in. Okay. So, how serious a photographer are you? I mean, are you really loving it? Is that like the love of your life thing, kind of thing?
Yeah. Like, I think my biggest love of my life is writing, then second comes photography, and it kind of coexists together. I guess I'm more of a photojournalist, I guess.
All right, so if you, really, what part? You know, and this is almost too easy in some ways, but what part of you has really dedicated energy to drawing that into you, and drawing those realities your way? And meaning, are you going through the classes, the training? Are you hanging out with the people who represent success to you and are going to get you into that? And more importantly, networking with the right people. Have you been doing any of that?
Not lately, no. I've kind of been more busy with work.
There you go. Now, and trust me, I'm a 25-year veteran in my own, you know, business, you know, that I'm in, and even at my advanced age of 51, I still have my times when I sit there and I go, man, this is not happening. And when I do that and I hit that point where I'm kind of going, oh, this sucks, what I do is I redirect that energy to good things. And it's funny because the minute I decided to do that today, I was having this, I'm having the same thing you are. I mean, I was just looking at it going, oh, you know, what I'm doing isn't getting recognized. Wah, 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 wah. So, you know, that's just your ego going, wah, wah, wah. And what was so funny is I didn't even get about an hour into having made that decision. Screw it. I'm just going to go keep going forward, and I'm going to make some decisions about, you know, doing some things that redirect my energy in a creative, positive way. Here comes the big boss, walks in and says, you did a great job on this thing, and can you take care of this new development for us? Right up my alley. Walks in, and he's just real nice about it, and the only thing he says is, I don't want it in 6 weeks. I want it in two. Can you do it? And I'm like, now we're talking. That's the kind of thing I like doing. I like challenges. So that's the point. You know, in your case, you've got the ability to transmute that into something. And this is not even so much a psychic reading as a career advice reading for you. But what I'm seeing with you is that, number one, and I immediately picked up that you're not networking enough. You need to get in with the people who are going to be good role models for you and be around the people who are the success for you. And the thing is you've got the personality, and you're kind of one of the guys that, you know, in the old days, in the Depression era, when, you know, there were some guys that would go in and ask for a job, and then they'd get turned down, and they'd show up the next day with a shovel on a construction project, and they would start working, and they weren't even on the payroll, and then finally people would figure out that this person just was doing it because they loved it, and finally they put him on the payroll because they couldn't get rid of the guy. That's the thing I get with you, is you've got that same kind of a personality, that you can do that, and when you put your mind to it. So, you know, the thing you need to be doing is getting out there and network. You know, the passions in life are rewarded by, you know, you going out there and putting yourself really into it, and making people see what you're capable of. And now, are you doing any of this work on the side? Are you doing things to develop the talents, you know, after hours?
I guess being focusing more on me individually, I haven't really been socializing outward towards with other photographers and other writers and stuff. It's mostly just been me and my camera and my laptop.
Okay, then do the things you know that you need to be doing. Trust your instincts and trust your intuition. You know, I feel like I'm going to say trust your feelings, Luke. You know, but it is like that. I mean, but I would still network with, you know, and don't network with so much the people at your level. Network with the people who are the power players, the ones that can get you out of the work you're doing. Because I really feel like you've got, it's not like you know somebody directly, but you've got the native ability to go figure out who you want to go hang with and get your foot in the door with these people. And then, the thing I get is somebody is going to see this something in you, and they're going to take you under their wing, and this will happen. And, but you've got a good 6 months before you're even there, pal. I mean, you got to work this. So yeah,
get out there and do it. Get out there and create something. Take your
pictures,
write a story, make a book, post it on the internet. You know, but just do it. Get out there and
do it.
Start creating something, and somebody will see it, and somebody will like it. And besides that, you enjoy doing it, so you know that'll lift you up more too, give you more confidence, and you know, just by doing it.
Yeah,
I have like very low confidence right now. I'm still building on my confidence. I've come a long way though from where I have been. I've like been building on myself. That's why I've come to the blog radio thing is helping to build my confidence with my friends and stuff. And I blog a lot on Facebook, and I write all these different things, and I post the pictures that I have. I have been slowly but progressively working on that.
Now here's the trick. Go find somebody in the field, in the photojournalism field. Take your stuff to them and get it critiqued, and be ready to get your butt kicked. And because the only way you're going to learn is you walk out there with the professionals, and just because it's one person, that's not good enough. You know, my little thing to you is to get out there and do three people minimum, professionals in the field, show your work to them. Find out what's common and what they're saying, and that generally, if they all three of them say that, pretty much they're probably seeing all the same thing, and they've got, you know, it's professional ability coming through, telling you what you need to be changing. Then you get into the individual variations. One of them are going to be the one that's going to be a mentor to you. You need a mentor, and that's exactly what's coming through here. You need a mentor in the worst way, who will take you under his or her wing, and show you the ropes, and develop your talent. You've got talent. You just, it's raw, it's in an undeveloped state, and you know, I walked in as a junior programmer, not knowing, you know, anything, and now I'm doing, you know, really, really seriously complex work, and I'm trusted to go build things, and they don't even want to look at how I did it, just do it. And that's kind of the thing that you need to get to, and you've got the ability to do it, you've got the passion to do it. That's the thing, is passion. You know, show them how much you love this. And when you you'll sell yourself by just showing them how much you love it, and really and get that look in your eye, and the other thing I keep getting is learn about the heroes, learn about the people and this is, I'm getting this from the other side, is learn about the people who have been historical figures in this and really know the names and the terminologies and be up to date. You know, so get, know your craft is essentially it, and know the history so you can have a conversation with these people and they'll look at you and take you seriously. So, you know, that's kind of my read for you tonight.
So basically going to school would be a good idea right now.
Pardon me?
So basically, I've been wondering whether or not starting school would be a good idea now, or should I wait to start school, or should I just...
You should be looking at any way you can get into school to help you further along to your goal is, with all due speed, would be helpful for you. I got to tell you, I mean, I suffered with my, you know, I'm very good at what I do. I'm not egotistical, but I'm damn good. And for the lack of a degree and lack of certification, I was held back for many a year. And when I finally put my mind into it and I went to night school and sucked it up and did my thing, I ended up with, you know, my bachelor's. And now I'm taken seriously. And within a week of my degree, I was moved in with all the senior staff and I was treated like a human being. And that is, you cannot believe the difference. It's worth everything. So, you know, it's an easy thing for me to tell you, with all due speed, get into school and then you know, apply yourself. And you need to do that. And, you know, the best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you so very much to help me a lot. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to do it, too.
Thank you very much.
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, we're going to take the next one down the line. We got 970. I'm going to go ahead and I don't know. There we go. And 970, hello. And
hello.
We're back to you again. Hi.
I just saw that it was Scott's birthday. This was my first time calling, but I saw that it was his birthday. So I'm like, take him.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Kelly, and I live in South Lake Tahoe. And I don't know if it's too soon. This is my first time trying someone else, trying a medium. But I lost somebody 7 weeks ago today, and I've been trying to connect to him. And I've been so far fruitless and kind of made an appointment with him tonight. So I'm hoping that maybe you might be able to tap into him. We'll see what happens.
7 weeks is a really early time for somebody who's just passed. This wasn't a disease death, was it? Was it, did he die of like some sudden disease or something, like sudden? Was it sudden?
It was very sudden.
Yeah. It's funny, South Lake Tahoe, you're just over the hill from me. I was just over that way. I'm just trying to key into this. Mark M. I don't know who this M name is, but I'm just going to stick with an M. I'm going to write it down because I'm just going with, I'm going to scratch up some new ones here.
His stepfather is Mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I got the name Mark, and that came through. And then this was so sudden, it took everybody by shock. It was like no one really saw this. And when this happened, it was horrific on the family. And the thing I get, too, is he was around. He's been listening to you.
Well, I've probably been the one out of all of us really trying to make a contact.
He's been listening to you. Has he made an appearance in a dream? That's the thing I keep getting is dreams. If he has not, he will be.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
2 nights ago.
He did make an appearance in a dream?
Yes.
Okay, and in that dream, was there a promise made that he would be back?
It was more like just spending time together, on the other side with him.
Has he been making his presence known in physical ways? Have you been seeing like shadows in the house, or has there been things moved?
I think that I do, but I often see him. I often see shadows of. I often make contacts with the other side. I don't know if it's him, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Is he? He's kind of a tough guy, but he's. He's really been through it here the last. This was a big surprise for him too. Was this like an accident? Was this like an impact? I'm trying to get what he's saying, but I'm just. Is it an impact accident? Did he get hit in a car, or did he fall, or something like this?
He fell onto his bed. Yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't make sense. Yeah, I mean, I was seeing falling, but I was kind of going, "What? How did? I don't get it." You know, I wasn't reading this very well. Were you? How close were you to? I mean, because I'm.
He was my first love, my fiance.
Oh boy. He's, you've been talking every day and you have been talking every day and you're still in the why thing. And you're still very, it's raw with you. It's, you're just, you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. And he's worried about you.
It's more like I know that it was his time because I feel like he charted this, but then my ego is like, why, you know, I feel like I'm just separated, like he's on the other side of a veil. And
well, what I'll say is this, is that, I got to find the right words for this. He's encouraging you to grieve. He wants you to grieve, and that's because that's part of the process that you have to go through. But don't let this define the rest of your life. Just it's the fact that you loved it all was a good thing, you know. And the love still exists; it's still there. When you get to the other side yourself, guess who will be waiting for you there? You know. So understand that that's not going to be the last time you ever see him. It's just that, you know, he's shifted into this new existence that he's in, and there's really, you know, you're a flesh and blood woman. You know, you need love down the road. Right now is not the time. It's not going to be anything. You need to get through it. You need to go through the grief. You need to still be mad. Getting mad at what's happened is a natural thing. You know, why the hell did this happen? You know, what kind of God would do this? Blah, 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 blah. And it's a real, tangible human emotion, and everybody's going through it in this family. Even the stepfather Mark, which I got that name, that just popped in. He's still learning how all this works over there. Okay, and there were two men that from his side that were there for him. I'm getting two men, and there was a dog. There was a dog. Dog was there waiting for him, and whitish colored dog. Kind of a white colored.
It was a poodle.
Okay. All right. So you know, he was taken in well and cared for when this incident happened. I'm trying to understand what he's saying here. He's worried about how all the property stuff is going. I'm trying to make sense of this, but I'll interpret it the best I can. But he's saying to me that he's worried about. I don't think that he even planned for this to happen. He didn't have any real, you know, directions as to what to do with his stuff. It's a big mess, and he's worried about, you know, making sure everything is handled the best of its everybody's ability, but it kind of messed everything up. So he just wants it. It's painful for everybody to have to deal with that too, and he's feeling bad about it. That's the overall impression.
Yeah,
That's the impression I get. And he is, he's pulling back, but he's just wanting you to know he's got, he's been around, he's going to continue to be around you. Do everything you can to pray for him. That's the big thing. And keep talking, keep the lines of communication open. He'll do everything he can to make his presence known to you at the right times and, you know, in the right ways. But you've got ability. I mean, you obviously have, you know, are very open to this stuff. So you know that he's around. Just when you have those feelings, just start talking and it's all going to be okay, sweetheart. I'm so sorry, but he is okay. You know, and, you know, he gave you some proof. I was able to interpret a few things here. I'm still learning all this stuff. So I'm not the best there is, but I always wonder if we
pray for our loved ones on the other side to be around us, if we're inhibiting their own evolution on the other side, and if our prayers help their evolution, you know.
Prayers are food to them. Prayers are, when we pray for them, their soul, we're giving them energy and we're blessing them and we're giving them our very essence of us. Our very love is uplifting to them. It's and it makes them, it releases them more. It doesn't inhibit them. It's that's what prayer is about. And when we pray for someone, we're praying from our heart to bring energy to them. And they love that. That's absolutely so, you know, when you pray for people, it's the ultimate. And it doesn't matter if they're living or past. And so lots of prayer. Keep it up every day. Get on your knees. Be sitting in the car and say a quick prayer. Say, "Hey, I love you." That's a prayer. You know, make it up on the spot. You know, have an ice cream and look up and say, "This is for you." And that's just going to be, you know, those are prayers to me. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be some big formal, you know, it's when you are having a moment of sharing with them. So, you know, keep it up. You know, you're going to be good. You're going to be good. Everything's good. So
thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You take care of yourself.
Good night. You too.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm going to check the chat room. Oh, my God. The chat room's kicking tonight. I'm really enjoying this mediumship stuff tonight. Are you having fun, Karen?
Yeah, you're doing great.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. I got Mark. It's good to have I went through a dry spell there for a little while with getting all the stuff lined up and everything turned to crap for a while. Now it's getting back. So anyway, we got Blue Goose. We got Kathy's Distant Echoes. Dominica is there, and I'm going to let you take it from there and read off while I check a couple of things here.
I've got to read.
Yeah.
A. Elizabeth Rose, she's here, and ET5998. Gabriel, and we have a guest 16984. We got Calais, is that how you say it? Ms. Ghost, Navaxor 1. Hey, we got the paranormal guys here. That Jason, right? I think that's his name. Yeah, Pamela.
Yeah, Jason, that's right.
And Robert Fox, and good old happy birthday Scott, and Veronica, and our good old Psycho Dan.
All right. And let's see, we've got, 970, I think, was the Lake, our friend from Lake Tahoe. God, she's a sweetheart.
I hate to have to do this, but I have to leave you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I start getting ready because I got to work.
Okay. Well, I will bid you goodbye. So you'll be listening in?
Yeah. I just got to get the uniform on and all that, so. But I had a great time, guys. Nice to see everybody.
Yeah, thanks for dialing in.
Well, you take care, John. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, hey, see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. And let's see. And it was nice of her to dial in tonight. It's always good to have a co-host on this show. And let's see. We've got 574, and we got about 15 minutes left, so we got time for one more. And then we'll do a little bit of psychic game or something. We'll do some psychometry really quick. 574, you are on the air.
Hi, I'm glad to be on the call.
Hi, you sound like you're in a new universe there.
Am I on the water?
Yeah, it's kind of shaky out there coming through, but you are getting through.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Are you getting any messages of what happened to my son, Matt?
What happened to your son, Matt?
Yeah.
The police don't know. I mean, is there something with the police that they don't know here? I mean, obviously, you know, is this like an incident with the police involved?
Yeah, it sure is, and they wrongfully accused my son.
They wrongfully accused him? But now, did he pass, or is he still alive and he's been injured? I mean,
He's still alive, but he's incarcerated.
He's incarcerated.
Yeah.
Was he injured? Oh, now you're coming in clear. Was he injured in some fashion when this was all going on?
Yeah, actually he did. He did something to his toe.
Huh. And
where did you pick that up?
Yeah, I just got hurt. And then, he was with, like, other people, and I'm trying to understand what they're saying. I'm seeing two other people with him. Was this... Was there some kind of chase? Was he chased? I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, all mixed up. I get the feeling that... I think you're right. They got the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he taking the fall for somebody, or is somebody put him in this position and they're, you know, they just kind of left him out to dry?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, they got their priorities wrong, and I don't think it's going to be the police are, I think, as confused as everybody else, and they're just going with whatever's convenient. That's kind of the thing I get here. And yet they know this isn't quite the deal. Did this go through trial, and then he ended up already? Is it like the trial done, or is this still in the middle of all this happening?
Yeah, it's still in the beginning stages.
We're
waiting on some results from the lab. Is that going to say who actually did it?
I think the lab, the CSI types in the lab and the detectives are going to be the ones that can sniff a rat out, you know, 20 miles away. And I think you're going to find a good detective. The thing to do would be, get him the best professional counsel you can get, of course. The other thing is just stay on top of this. You know, number one, don't just let the system run him through.
I'm doing my best not to.
Yeah, they're as long as you stay involved in it, it's not going to be a case of that the system just goes, runs the gears through and out he pops in the system, in a jail cell someplace permanently. Can I ask what the crime was? Because I have no clue as what they're showing me with the crime. But was it like a felony?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was it like robbery or something like that?
Well, assault.
Assault?
Yeah.
And the person who was assaulted was pretty worked up? I mean, or persons?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a learning disability. He's very easily manipulated.
Oh my God. Yeah, somebody set him up all right. I think the police are fairly aware of that fact because it's pretty easy to see that then. You know, it's pretty easy to see he's developmentally disabled. Wouldn't that be correct?
Yep.
I don't think you're going to have any problem with this. The testing is going to come through, you know, for whatever the tests that they're doing for the DNA and the fingerprinting and all the other stuff that they have to do. But the other case is going to be, especially with the psychiatry and people that are going to look at this and see what the true situation is, and knowing right from wrong and the ability to distinguish it.
The person that's wrongfully accused, are they going to be let go?
The wrongfully accused one?
Yeah.
I think the wrongfully accused one's going to be let go. I think the ones that are responsible are going to take longer to have to, you know, work through and get it figured out. But one thing about the wheels of justice, they may be slow, they may be hard to understand, but I just feel like it's going to come out in the end on this, especially with the fact of the provable, developmental disabled part here. The thing that strikes me is there's a witness that is not being talked about, and that seems to be coming through. And what's the person that got beat up or a person that was assaulted? Not the most truthful type is the thing I keep getting too.
Yeah, and I hate to say this because he's my son. And the detective came to me and said, oh, I talked to several people, and they said he's honest and trustworthy. And he's not the most trustworthy person. I hate to say that because he's my son, but he's lied several times to me. And I think that someone's putting him up to saying what he said about the person that they've already arrested.
Well, I think it's a big mess, but honestly, the thing I see is the next 2 to 4 weeks this is all going to sort out, and you just need to have faith with it all, and just be in these guys' face. Don't go away. Keep asking questions. It's you who are going to keep it alive and get it figured out. The other thing is the press involved in any way right now?
No.
That might not be a bad idea to get the story out and then try finding out if there's any, because I keep getting this witness thing is a big deal. So see about this unknown witness. There's somebody saw more than they're talking about or didn't say a word, and there's more to this story. And
they concocted the story. See, the person that's incarcerated is my husband. And they concocted the story that he had assaulted my son 4 nights in a row, and there were 2 people here at the time, and they never knocked me to one of them.
So you're saying your son, was it the father assaulted the son, or the other way around?
He's saying the stepfather. He's saying he assaulted him, but I don't believe
that's
the case.
So a toe got injured, and this whole assault thing is, I don't think this thing's got a chance of being. And the development of the disabled son is he's the one that assaulted the father. Right? Am I getting this? Well, the father assaulted him. He's been manipulated to say then that his dad did this, right?
Yeah.
And who's manipulating him?
That's what I wanted to ask you. I have an idea. Maybe this will help. Is it the person that he is staying with?
Well, I get a female, but there's a female involved, but that's not the primary one. It's a male, like the two of them. The two of them together, and they think this is fun.
Because the woman is my son's ex-girlfriend from high school. And she lives there as well.
Well, I'd say breaking that situation up is a major priority.
he will not let him out of his house. My son, my youngest, has went over there and tried to get him out of there to go play basketball or just go hang out. and this guy refuses to let him leave.
Well, I suspect this is all going to come out in the wash. I just say, and once this is over with, and you get your developmentally disabled son out of this situation, and also your husband. This is, I would break contact if it was me with all that. But I really do feel it's going to resolve. So best of luck to you.
I've been praying every day.
Okay, well, sweetheart, you take care of yourself and let us know how it goes, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye now. All right, and let's see what we got going on here. Interesting night, not my normal EVP night. Kind of felt the need just to do some reading as we went. Let's see, I had to boot one person who came in, and I'm sure we've got a few of our other special friends out there who like to listen, and a big hello to them all. But we also have, Blue Goose, Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes, my dear friend, and we've got Dominican Amore, another dear friend, Elizabeth Rose, another dear friend, ET5998, good to see you, Gabriel, guest 6984, you are from France, IMAX 71, hey, I like the IMAX theaters, cool, Karen's Dream, who is my co-host tonight, good to see you, Kelly, good to see you, Ms. Ghost, we've got Navaxor 1, good to see you, Pamela M, hello Pamela. We got to have you on the show, Pamela. We got to talk to you about some stuff because you do a lot of neat things with different herbs and things. And the Rabbit Fox Show, and we have all sorts of other folks listening in, I'm sure. God bless to you. And we will continue doing mediumship and things like that. We are going to have Elizabeth Rose coming up on the 22nd is our special guest. I will update the program literature on that. So Sunday we will have her on, and on our regular Sunday night 8 p.m. show Pacific. And I'll keep you guys posted on all the stuff I'm building and all the neat stuff. 11:27. Let me just see. Do I have you scheduled, Pamela? Yes. I don't have my show notes in front of me. I've got my other computer 700 feet from me right now, so I'll have to look at that. But thanks, Pamela. Yeah, I knew I had that. I was thinking about that. Anyway, let me think here. A neat show tonight. I don't normally do just all medium readings, but I guess tonight was the night to take the leap. I really think that the most interesting one in terms of just getting the connection was that poor gentleman who passed in Lake Tahoe area, the impact, and he was so, excuse me, he was so descriptive and full of symbols. And very good at communicating. I'm losing my voice here. There we go. He was full of symbols and very just concerned about his girlfriend and what was happening with the family. That's just heart. It's both heartbreaking and it's also a heartwarming thing to see that kind of love out there. So. I think that's just the neatest deal of all. But for all the other people I've read tonight, too, our hearts are with you. Definitely take look for the good in life. Look for the good in things. And for the guy that, for example, the guy that's doing the, trying to get his life stream going on, that's a big deal. So go to school, finish school, number one, and then chase your dreams. Everybody, chase your dreams, even if you think you're too old for them. No. You've got to get those dreams. So anyway, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We've got about 30 seconds left on the stream, and I'm going to go ahead and play some music and see you guys here on Sunday. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal signing off. See you later, everybody. Bye now.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you from the studios in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
and we're off into the night here. This is just a final message for archive listeners. Wow, what a night. And Spirit was really going tonight, and it was really nice to see all the folks that came. Boy, my voice is taking a dump here. All the folks that came through tonight, and the folks from the other side who made it possible, and to Debbie Caruso, who is my contact on the other side. God bless you, love. You're always good to me. And to everybody on the other side who helps with that, too, and who are my guides and teachers, thank you very much. If I didn't have you, I would not have anything. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign it off and wish everybody a good night and a good week. And see you tomorrow night on our Kill That Bug show. We're going to have the margarita night, midnight margaritas on Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. See you guys later. This is Soulstream signing off. Bye now.